Then they just sort of have a moment of silence.
They have a moment of silence because the GM left.
They have the feeling that we're in a godless universe.
Apparently, where so the fuck should I go to eat.com is a real place.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They also have where the fuck should I get a drink?
Like, is that like a actual website or is it,
It's a website that will randomly generate restaurants within like a certain mile radius of your area.
Randomly generate?
Well, not really randomly generate. It'll
I was wondering.
It'll recognize the different restaurants in your area and randomly pick one.
Is this like the fucking weather.com?
Yes.
Why am I browsing the internet on my phone?
You have a computer.
I know.
In front of you.
I know.
You're on it.
I know.
You know the weirdest part about these side conversations is I can't, it's hard sometimes to tell if they're in or out of character.
Manny's just me. That's why everyone says he's a girl.
No, that, because we've seen pictures of him.
I've only said that once.
He's really adorable. He's more adorable than me.
That's why Caleb likes him.
Yeah. Ooh. He is girlier than his mom, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, well, his mom kind of.
I don't think being you has anything to do with it because he's far girlier than mom.
His mom kind of engages in blood sports for fun.
Fun.
I think I'm getting some water while we're doing it.
I'd like to think that like he's going off to Alaska and everything. Like the second that she takes her eyes off of him, so she goes looking around like, oh fuck.
What happened? He was right here a second ago.
He was right here! Shit! Troy's gonna be all torn up.
Where is he?
If we do games taking place, with people back in Troy, that'll be one of the things dealing with an angry Mon who is now trying to figure out where her son went. Aren't you a hunter of some kind like he is? Can't you just, like, track him?
It gets kind of complicated with cars and buses and
I don't know how hard it was to find him in the first place.
Because he's like 15. She was probably in the maze for about 10 years and then gets out, God only knows where, and then has to find this kid somewhere.
Oh, she was in the maze before?
Yeah. Ven locked her in the underworld.
That's why she's
so pissed off.
But to be fair, she was locked in the underworld because she went crazy.
Yep. She
got
out. It
was because of her demon biological clock.
And... I'm back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, just when Matt left.
Oh, demon menopause is rough. I'm telling you.
I'm not old!
That's not old!
They're the best years of your life. Your 500s are your best years, your best century.
I'm not over the hill!
500
You'll
is
be
actually...
over the hill! Half of your body!
Turns out 500 is 50 in deep years. Which, you know, on one hand isn't that old, on the other hand...
Old enough.
Yeah.
Oh, all the stuff that's gonna go inside Shatter.
Yep.
I'd like to think, since this is episode 70, that somewhere in between something happens and Matt just snaps. He's like, fuck it! No more side chatter! I'm just gonna delete everything!
No, he will do the opposite. He will just keep everything in.
No more editing. You're hearing all the side chatter. All of it.
All the awkward silences and pauses. All the background noise.
What did we cut
all
that
the
out?
Comments that may be offensive to all our viewers.
So, everything Manda says?
What?
Well, now I just feel off for saying that.
What?
Because you said that cutely.
I thought she's only like that when she's drunk.
I'm back.
I don't do anything wrong when I'm drunk or when I'm sober.
I thought there was a game that was talked about where you had tons of offensive side chatter.
I am a picture of perfection.
There's that one game. No, there's that one game where she it was the grid, and that.
Yeah,
it,
I know. We don't have to talk about that game.
You only really said one thing, and I said you probably shouldn't say that.
And I'm like, fuck you.
Well, no, I just like that. I just like your explanation was, hey, maybe in the year 2070, a term of endearment.
A term of endearment.
Happy Valentine's Day. I love you, my nigga.
I don't need to keep bringing up the offensive shit I say.
So what all do you have to live for?
I acknowledge that I'm pretty much like the worst. Like, I try to be a good person, and I love everybody and everyone despite race or social status or, you know, anything like that.
Amanda, do you, but you even realize, see race?
I realize, oh my god, don't even know. I realize that I sometimes, given the culture that I live in, I find really offensive shit funny, and that's just who I am, and I'm sorry. Formal apology to everyone.
On a very special side chatter.
If the recording is still going, I, Amanda Carney, am sorry for thinking offensive things are funny. I'm sorry if I ever say them, and I let them slip. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry. I'm so sorry.
Look, two of my favorite comedians are Louis C.K. and George Carlin, so I think you're good.
Okay. So are we all back and ready to continue?
Yeah.
Alright, so... Zowie, it's Yowie! Wow. That's...
For the longest time, I had no idea how to pronounce that word.
Wow. That's awful. Okay, anyways.
I'll be right back. The cat puked.
Oh no.
Yeah, just get some paper towels, stomp on it, and some Resolve brush.
Why does my internet keep popping in and out occasionally?
I do not know, Charlie. That is a question that you'll only be able to figure out inside yourself.
Well, what I was going to say is I used this for the longest time thinking it sounds yayo.
That's you mixed up the letters in your head.
No, I when I always saw that, I thought, oh, that's pronounced yayo.
I always thought it was yaoi.
Yaoi.
I always broke it up.
Honestly, that might be really how it is.
It probably is, yeah.
Yeah,
And then I also pronounced kawaii. I pronounced that like Hawaii. Really, there's not a lot of difference.
No.
Although then I learned that the correct pronunciation for Hawaii is Hawaii.
Hawaii. Yeah.
Although if you really want Hawaii to pronounce it correctly, you should pronounce the W as a V, because that's how it's pronounced in Hawaiian.
Matt, you know what the most hilarious part about that was?
Hmm?
I didn't realize how it was pronounced until after I had seen the 50 Cent LP. So Tony Ayo was incredibly funny to me.
Also, you don't really get in trouble with the word kawaii unless you say kawaii, because those are completely different words.
What's the other one mean?
Kawaii means scary.
Oh, no.
Kawaii means cute.
Really, my favorite, while we're on Japanese words starting with K, my favorite word ever is still just koi.
Koi.
Because it means love or carp.
Ha. Huh.
It is a wordplay joke used in a couple of different animes, but I like it just because love or carp.
I think they do the wordplay on kawaii thing.
I'm sure they do.
Probably. Love, it's very similar.
Yeah, there's a lot of foundation of on wordplay in Japanese humor.
Yeah, it's one thing I'm really impressed by when translators actually translate the wordplay and make their own wordplay. Or
yeah.
It's similarly in anime when they dub a song, and a lot of time I've seen very good dubs of songs, and I've seen very, very poor dubs of songs. And I've seen one which was in, I think, Godzilla vs. Gigan, where they dubbed the film in English, except for the song, which they redubbed into Japanese one, but they dubbed it in at they didn't time sync it correctly. So the lips were still out of sync with the music.
Oh no.
To be fair, Godzilla movies are known for their out-of-sync lip-syncing. It's Godzilla! talks for a couple.
No, but the thing is, it was the original song in Japanese that they dubbed back in.
Okay, yeah, that adds extra hilarity.
Maybe it was just on principle.
Maybe.
Luckily, we had no one to.
I think Godzilla vs. Gigan was the first one I ever saw, and I didn't actually see Godzilla King of Monsters until I was in high school.
Which one was the one where a Jet Jaguar was in?
I don't know. I've only seen a couple of Godzilla films.
All I know is that he programmed himself to grow larger.
There's also Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla. I think I saw that one, too.
Mechagodzilla was made by space apes!
Regular Godzilla was made by regular apes.
With nukes!
Yep.
What?
Oh, that's the thing I like, that that Godzilla is, it was a thing I didn't get until I saw the original film, that the original, Godzilla is an allegory for the, is an allegory for the A-bomb.
So is the Oxygen Destroyer.
Yeah.
Kind of.
The weapon that kills Godzilla.
And then the scientist who made it kills himself so it never gets used again.
Yeah.
What?
That's the plot of the original Godzilla. Godzilla comes and the scientist must solve it with science.
Ah.
Yeah, and you could... Wow. You didn't have the shading on it last time you showed it to me. Also, you
That's
made
fucking
the... Also, you
cool
made the,
as hell.
You made the rubbing off look... I don't know. More. Also, I realized when you showed me the flat without the shading, the thing that made the painted on skeleton look weird is that the skeleton's rubbed off, but the armor itself is still pretty pristine.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Yeah, that is like crazy awesome.
Yeah, that's a skinny kid.
Strong kid. What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Climbing shit.
So he is actually the parkour hero of our group.
So is the Olympian. Olympian has a hyper skill called high jump, which he's never used.
Yeah, he has.
I don't know, he has it.
Once.
He also has never used pole vaulting or ranged weapons.
Yeah,
I
didn't use that.
That's because he has to have pole vaults. It's because he has to have a pole vault with or a javelin.
The whole point of Ghost, though, he like specifically was not supposed to be as badass as the two original heroes. I mean, he can do other stuff, like he can sneak better.
All right, I am
okay.
Back.
All right, so we're going to continue here.